I was shot, my car was stolen, it was not a good night.
That's Catherine Harris, one of about 30 people enrolled in the local Citizens Police Academy. The program's been in place here for over a decade. Its purpose is to give a hands-on look as to what goes into being an officer. While it takes about 500 hours of training to qualify as a real one, this is an abbreviated version taking place over the course of a few months. Students go on ride-alongs, shoot guns, and tour places like Central Dispatch and the county jail. Tonight, Harris got behind the wheel of a patrol car. An officer/instructor driving an SUV cruised around the parking lot, and she switched on her lights and pulled him over.
Good evening, ma'am. You gonna give me a ticket?
May I see your license and your insurance? May I see your license and your insurance, please?
The mock scenarios included an irate driver with a hidden gun, which Harris didn't notice until he was fake shooting her. No hard feelings, though.
It has truly been informative. It gives you a whole different appreciation for the police department and what the officers do in order to protect and to serve us.
During the three-hour class tonight, there's a lot of socializing while waiting for turns. Catherine Monroe is busy enrolling people into an alumni program she's part of. The group meets regularly. Members issue parking violations and help control crowds at big events like the State Fair. Monroe says she's gained valuable insight.
The media likes the big story, the one that's going to grab the most attention. So they're focused on police shootings or every time if a police officer does something wrong.
She says it's important to realize police have to make split-second, challenging decisions.
So in this one, you know he's got the gun, he's pointing at you. That's a threat.
That's Sergeant Robert Davidsmeyer, training coordinator for the Springfield Police Department. He's behind a computer using a program that projects life-size videos onto a screen at the front of the room, like this one where there's a man standing over an officer he just shot. The figure then points the gun directly at the person doing the simulation. They have a laser gun that will record where their shots hit.
This isn't what it looks like.
Put the gun down.
This isn't what it looks like.
Put the gun down.
Davidsmeyer says here, it's imperative that the perpetrator is hit between the heart and head and killed quickly. Otherwise,
it's not going to end the situation. They'll still be able to fire the gun. They may go and get a nasty infection a week later and die in the hospital. That doesn't help me out here on the street. It's not going to save my life. It's not going to save anybody else that's here, the innocent people's lives.
This case seems straightforward, but high-profile ones where police have shot black men have not always been so clear. That's part of why Sunshine Clemens is here. She's organizing a Black Lives Matter chapter in Springfield and wants a better understanding.
I think I've got, you know, six, seven pages of notes so far, just on everything from, you know, legal aspects to the K-9 unit. There's just a lot of information that I didn't know, so a lot of it's, you know, been very enlightening.
I'm tired of all this crap.
All right, well,
are you
going to
write a ticket? What are you going to do?
Back outside, Sergeant Gary Castles is still in the training center's parking lot, letting people pull him over. He's dressed in jeans, Converse sneakers, and a ball cap. When he's not playing a bad guy, he's in charge of the neighborhood police officers, who oversee 8 beats in Springfield where they're responsible for getting to know the particulars of an area. Many of the scenarios Castles goes through are hard to navigate. One time he might be angry and have a gun, another time he might just plain be agitated, like many of those police pull over every day. Castle says much of an officer's job lands in a gray area, where quick decisions must balance safety while staying within the law.
Here in the middle, it's all gray, and that grayness is governed by the decisions made by the courts, and it's our responsibility as law enforcement to keep up on that.
For those wanting to better understand those gray areas, these classes could be a start. According to the Illinois Citizens Police Academy Association, there are over 30 communities in the state offering the same, and there are hundreds more across the country. Amid the current state of race relations and police mistrust, it's as important an effort as ever. I'm Rachel Otwell.